How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fine. You can do me a real big favor this morning.
What's that?
I just had the most incredible night of my life.
Well, tell me.
Well, it was just, I can't even tell you. It was just too good to believe. You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Was there a man involved?
Yeah.
And there was passion.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
How long have you known the man?
About 3 years.
3 years?
Huh?
Was this the first time you'd ever been intimate?
Yes.
And what happened? He called you up for a date and you ended up back at your place?
His place.
His place?
Yeah, I just left and I got here and I wanted you to do me the favor of calling him because he really thinks you're great. He's British and he has only been around here, in this area for a short while. So he listens to DC 101 and he thinks you're just terrific. And we were talking.
Who just picked up the phone?
Pardon?
Who just picked up the phone?
Who picked up the phone?
Well, they just hung it up.
I'm at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So somebody at the job is listening to you, describing your ecstasy.
Oh, let me check out the phones here.
Is this some guy you work with?
No.
Oh.
But,
All right, well, what's his name? I'll call him and find out just what he thought of the whole situation.
Oh, great. His name is Roger, and his last name is Moss, M-O-S-S.
And what's his number?
His number is 436.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
My name is Hilda.
Hilda, oh, how Roger went and filled her. And if you got a look, you think he should have swilled her. All right, I'll call him, Hilda.
Great, thanks a lot.
You bet, bye-bye.
Great day, bye.
Bye.
All right, let's dial that thing. Get those beeps off here. I hate those beeps. Yeah. Wake
you. What number did you call, please?
I called the... It was picked up on intercept.
Yes, sir, it was.
Oh, no. Some problem on the line?
Are you calling the Defense Department?
No. I'm calling Roger Moss.
Well, you're reaching the Department of Defense, sir. That seems to be one of our numbers. Are you calling area code 202?
Yeah, I was dialing within that area code. Maybe there's a long-distance call. The lady that was that gave me the number didn't specify there was a long-distance call.
Well...
But obviously, that's one of your numbers, eh?
Yes, sir, it is.
And he's not at that number, so I guess we're out of luck then. Wow, this is a special number, huh? The Department of Defense?
Well, it's one of our exchanges, sir.
I see, but I mean, is this like if I call the number that actually secret agents call or something sometimes?
I doubt it a whole lot.
I mean, is this like one of those, it's probably not a listed number or anything, huh?
Well, I show it not even to be an active number, but it's one of our...
Wow, but you answered it. Wow, it's just like in the movies. There's no such number exists, and yet when you dial it, it rings at the Department of Defense. Neat. Hi, this is the Grease Man from DC 101 calling. A listener called me up and asked me to call this guy. And so I called, and here you and I are together.
Well, sorry about that.
Well, no, I'm not sorry at all. I think it's actually rather nice that we're sharing this moment together, you and I.
All right, sir. Goodbye.
Are you in the Pentagon or something?
Yes, sir.
Wow! In the Pentagon! I can't believe it! Hello? Oh, my God. Isn't that weird? I mean, this could be like a movie, you know? A boss jock who embarked on a road to intrigue. Nino Grisminelli suddenly found himself in the middle of espionage. A listener called up, ostensibly to have him call her lover. He called, and it wasn't her lover's number he got. It was the Defense Department. A number that's not even listed as a working number, and yet answered at the Pentagon. He made light of it, but then when he got off his shift, he got to his house and found it had been ransacked. Furniture slid open, cupboards emptied, everything in the refrigerator on the floor and rotting. Dog dead and hanging as a warning in the shower. Nino Grisminelli suddenly cut off in an international intrigue. I'll notice, like, black sedans following me everywhere I go. I'll walk down the street to get myself a bagel and I'll see guys in trench coats with the collars turned up in the back looking at me. I'll run to the post. Bob Woodward, you gotta help me. You gotta help me. I was on the air and I called this number, but the number doesn't really exist. And when I got home, everything was searched in my house. And here's the number. And he'll say, sure. So he'll dial it and it'll be like, yeah, Joe's Pizza, can I help you? Bob Woodward will look at me like I'm nuts. when I realize I'm on my own. On my own! Sure enough, I'll be standing on the street corner when a car will go blowing by. I'll see a black barrel pointing out of the window. Government, they want him for the secret number that he has no reason why he has. He can't go to Bob Woodward, who thinks he's nuts, nuts, nuts. He can't go anywhere. What'll we call this new movie? How about Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed? But somehow, I have to sneak inside the Pentagon. With a length of piano wire, I strangle my way to the upper echelon. I find Mr. Big. He's sitting with his back to me. Mr. Big, stroking a cat with his bald head, staring out at a vista of D.C. There's big computer boards all over the place, showing missile locations and troop movements. Mr. Big, I'll say, all right, Mr. Big, I'm just a boss, Jack. I don't mean nothing. What do you want from me? Who are you, Mr. Big? Who are you? Imagine my shock and horror when he spins in his swivel chair, looks at me and says,
Habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga.